आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं वादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
सो वी आर सीइंग द एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ द सीकर एंड हिज एक्सपीरियंस कैन बी डिवाइडेड इनटू थ्री पार्ट्स। First is the Sarvatma Bhav, second is Asangata, we were discussing Asangata, and third is the Advaita Anubhav. Sarvatma Bhav, he says, Narayanoham, I am Narayan, I am Krishna, I am Shiva. And Purusoham Isha, I am the Supreme Lord, Akhanda Bodha, I am that indivisible knowledge. Aham ases sakshi, I am the witness of everything. No says, everything I witness. Nirishwaroham, there is no Lord for me. There is nobody above me. Niraham, I have got no ahankar. Nirmama, I have got no minus. This is Sarvatma Bhav. Then comes the Asangata from verse number 498 to 512. In 498 he says, just as the absolute and individual time, we imagine second, minute, hour, day, paksha, uttarayan, dakshinayan, many things we superimpose on the time which is absolute and indivisible. Same way, concept of sthul, gross, etc. are wrongly imagined by the people on the manifestation of superimposition. When the superimposition happens, then we say, this is this, this is this, this is... That absolute Brahman, the Satyatam, is one only. But we are seeing many, many. We superimpose many things. And superimpositions can't sully or taint the substratum. Mirage water cannot wet a grain of sand. That we have already seen. Beautiful example. Then in verse number 500, it was said, like space, I am beyond contamination. Space can never be contaminated. Like sun, I am different from the things illumined. Sun illumines everything. Sun is only sakshi. It is never tainted by whatever it illumines. Like mountain, I am always motionless. Mountain never moves. Similarly, this consciousness, this atma is thasathas bhara hua hai. Akhandanand Maharaj used to say, it cannot move. And like ocean, I am limitless, infinite. Then in verse number 501 it was said, as the sky has no relationship with the cloud, similarly the Atman has got no relationship with the body, mind and intellect. They don't belong to Atma. All the attributes of this Jagrat, Swapna and Susupti, Avastha, whatever experience we gain, these all relate to the Jiva, not to the Atman. What is this Atman? Avastha Tray Sakshi. In Tattva Bodh we have studied. Atman is only sakshi of all these things. And in verse number 502, it is said, it is the upadhi which comes and goes. Upadhi performs action and experience fruit of action. Upadhi decays and dies. I remain immovable like Kula Parvat. Like Kula Parvat, I am there permanently. And where is this pravritti and nibritti? Pravritti is the engaging in work. Nibritti, abstaining from the work. It is in upadhi. It is in upadhi, it is in ego. In atma there is no activity. Atma is ek rupa, anatma is anek rupa. Atma is ek rupa. Other than atma, anatma is anek rupa. Now see, in anatma so many rupas are there in front of me. Anek rupa anatma is there. But atma in all of us is one only. And atma has no parts, but anatma has got many parts. Our body has got many parts. Sometimes we change parts also. Iska liver transplant kar do. Parts change. But atma, you can't change anything. And this atma is infinite and unbroken, like the sky. Sky is infinite. Atma doesn't act sky. In sky also you will not find any activity. Sky don't strive. Sky don't strive. Then further it is said in verse number 504, next.
Punyani papani nirindriyasya.
Punyani papani nirindriyasya.
Nischetaso nirvikrite nirakrite.
Nischetaso nirvikrite nirakrite.
Kuto mama khanda sukhanubhute.
Kuto mama khanda sukhanubhute.
Brute yananvagatamit.
Brute yananvagatamittapishruti.
Punyani papani nirindriyasya. Nischetaso nirvikrite nirakrite. Kuto mama khanda sukhanubhute. Brute yananvagatamittapishruti.
Punyani, punyani merits. Papani, demerits. Nirindriyasya, one who has got no sense organs. In Atma there is no indriya. We all know there is no gross body, subtle body and causal body in Atman. Nirindriyasya. Nischetasaha, one who has got no mind. Atma has got no mind. Nirvikrite, one who is without modification. All modification happens in anatma, not in Atma. Atma is avikari, nirakrite, all akar, all the forms are in the anatma, not in atma. So atma is without modification, atma is without a form. How can you have a form of an infinite? There cannot be any form of infinite. If you say the atman has got a form, then atma becomes finite. Atma becomes finite. Anything which is finite, that is drishya. That is seen. Anything which is seen is inert. Jada. It becomes vikari. It becomes vinasi. It becomes mithya. It becomes asat. But our atma is sat. So we cannot have a form of atman. So how can be papa punya for me? I can't be papatma, punyatma, virtuous or sinner. They are related to jeev only. Jeev is papatma and punyatma, not atma. To understand that atma is without punyatma, punya and papa, we all have to have lot of punya. Then only you can sit in the satsang and understand this thing. Without sufficient punya, you will never understand this thing. That atma is neither punyatma or papatma. So after knowing that I am akarta atma, don't hurt or harm others, you know. Don't punch somebody and say, I am akarta, you know, I am atma. I have not done anything. There is a beautiful story. One Brahman was there, a realized person, and his daughter was a teenager. She made a friendship with some boy. This Brahman father came to know. And he used to tell about this akarta atma, akarta atma, akarta atma. And the girl also, the daughter also knew akarta atma. He said, I did nothing. And the father started beating her. He said, I am not beating atma. You have not done thing. You are saying Upadhi has done. Upadhi has done something wrong. I have got a relationship with that boyfriend. So I am beating Upadhi. So while doing any action, harming other, don't say I am akarta atma. Then that is the asuri vedant, rakshasi vedant. Don't do that. Then about this atman, hanta cheta manyate hutam, if the slayer thinks I slay, hatasa cheta manyate hatam, if the slain thinks I am slain, ubhauto na bijanita, both of them don't know. Atma never kills, there is no doership in atma, and atma can never be killed. You cannot do any action on atman. We can kill our body, but we can't kill atman. Same thing we find in the Nirvana Satkam also. Na punyam, na papam, na saukhyam, na dukkam, chidananda rupa siboham siboham. Na punyam, na papam. There is no punya papa or atma. What is punya? What is papa? Punya arises from doing what is prescribed in the Shastra. That is punya. And what is papa? Papa arises from what is prohibited in Shastra and you do it. That is papa, punya and papa. And you all know the karma can be done in three ways, kaya, vacha, mansa. Just a little bit of reminder, how the karma can be done. Kaya, vacha, mansa. By body, by speech and by mind. Nirindriyasya, no indriya, no gyanendriya and karmendriya in the atma. Nischetasa, I don't have mind also. Nirvikrite, there is no modification in me. Nirakrite, I have got no form. If I don't have all these organs, kuto, how can I do punya and papa? For doing any action, you need gyanendriya, karmendriya, body, kaya, vacha, mansa, all are needed. But I don't have all these things. So how can I do? Kuta. Then who am I? Mama khanda sukana bhute, atma is unbroken bliss. Bliss. Brute hi ananvagatam iti api shruti. Ananvagatam means not touched. It is said in the shruti that atma is absolute. It is untouched. This is now being said by the sishya who has experienced. This ananvagatam word has come in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Ananvagatam punnena, ananvagatam papena. So the word has come in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. So jeev can be papatma, punyatma and not atma. Jeev is conditioned I and atma is the absolute consciousness. Jeev is conditioned consciousness, reflected consciousness. He thinks reflected consciousness is satya. But atma is pure consciousness. And for such a person who has realized that Atman, there is no vidhi nishedh in Shastra. No vidhi nishedh. So Gurudev says, how can I have a punya and papa? Neither have I a commission nor omission. I am pure consciousness. How can one who has no sense organs, no mind, who is without modification and form, have merits and demerits? A blind man lying totally paralyzed cannot be accused of having kicked me on my nose. The first line of the verse is in the language of negation and explains what I am not and what I have not. My nature is positively the essence of unbroken bliss. How can I be accused of having merits and demerits? In support of his statement, Shankar quotes from the Shruti, untouched by merit, untouched by sin, he is then in the deep sleep, gone beyond all mental agitation. The quotation from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad is given as a footnote there in your book. This is the description of the individual who is in the deep sleep state. In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Yajnavalk, the teacher says so while explaining the sleeper. Next.
Chayaya sprishtam usnam va. Sitam va sustu dushtu va. Naspriśatte vayat kinchit. Purusham tad vilakshanam. Chayaya sprishtam usnam va, sitam va sustu dushtu va. Naspriśatte vayat kinchit purusham tad vilakshanam.
Same thought continuing. We are seeing asangata. A lot of examples will be given here. Chayaya, with the shadow, sprishtam, touch, when the chaya touch, what? Usnam, heat, or sitam, cold, or sustu, good, or dushtu, evil, naspriśati eva yat kinchit purusam. When the chaya touches, suppose you have gone to picnic. And in India, when they go to picnic, they took a cook, and they will cook their puri and kachori, and the oil is boiling, you know. And you are standing next to it. Your chaya is falling in that boiling oil. Do you feel any heat? No. Or somewhere the ice slab is kept. Your chaya is there on the ice. Do you feel anything cold? No. Or the chaya is on the rose bed. Are you getting any good smell? Are you experiencing the chaya through chaya? No. Or your chaya is falling on the garbage, dustbin. Do you feel anything? No. Naspriśati eva yat kinchit. It does not affect the least in person to whom purusam. Why? Tad vilakshanam. It is different. Body is different from chaya. He is not affected by the touch of shadow to heat, cold, good or bad. Same way, body is chaya. Already we have seen, Shankaracharya has taken this example earlier also. Chayavat, body, a jnani treats his body as a chayavat. It is like a shadow. So whatever happens to this chaya, it does not affect that purusha who is a jnani. So Atma is different from the body, we know. Hence the Atma is unaffected by the touch of body with heat, cold, good or bad. Whatever happens to body, Atma is unconcerned. Gurudev says, heat or cold touching my shadow will not give me any sensation. When the shadow was being dragged along the road, it fell into the gutter. Then it came on the road and was run over by a car. The fate of my shadow is not my fate. Let the shadow be run over, crushed, bruised and distorted. How shall it ever affect me? Not an iota of its tragedies and destinies will even touch me, nor I am totally different from my shadow. Thus the man of realization is untouched in his awakened consciousness by the experience of the world that he apparently gathers during his waking dream and deep sleep states. A jnani can discriminate very clearly. These are happening to my body, mind and intellect. I am different from it. So he is not affected by that. Next.
Na sakshinam saksha dharmaha.
Na sakshinam saksha dharmaha.
Samsprishanti vilakshanam. Avikaram mudasinam. Griha dharma pradipavat. Na sakshinam saksha dharmaha. Samsprishanti vilakshanam. Avikaram mudasinam. Griha dharma pradipavat.
Sachinam, the witness, Satcha Dharma, properties of the things observed, na, not sansprisanti, affected. Not affected. Why? Vilakshanam, it is distinct. The witness is not affected by the properties of the things observed, for it is distinct from them. Sakshi, the seer. Is not affected by the characteristic of the object, Sakshi Dharma. Sakshi is not affected by the dharma of witnessed, the thing witnessed. Already we have seen this thing and discussed in Dirghadisya Vivek. By seeing red rose, I don't become red. Apply that formula. Then, Sakshi, what is the Sakshi? Avikaram. Sakshi is without modification. Sakshi is udasinam, indifferent. Then he gives a beautiful example. Grihadharma pradipvat, like the lamp. The lamp illumines all the properties inside the room, but the lamp is not affected. So it is without modification and indifferent, just as the properties of a room do not affect the lamp which illumines them. So say, in your home, lamp is there. It is illuminating everything. You have got a Friday evening party, you are dancing, it illumines. There is a bereavement, there is a marriage, it illumines. All the things are arranged, nicely arranged in the home, it illumines. It is disarranged. Husband and wife fighting, it illumines. It only illumines. Is the lamp affected by that? No. Lamp is not affected. Similarly, the Atman. Atman is doing the same thing. What it is doing? It is illuminating all the thoughts, positive, negative, whatever they are coming in the mind. Only illuminating. Therefore, it is not affected. So in all these verses, you will find the asangata. Asangata of the Atman is being discussed here or emphasized. Gurudev says the properties of the objects observed cannot affect the observer. If I observe a waterfall, I need not have a backache. The observer is other than the observed. I am seeing a waterfall. Hurrah, hurrah. Is going to affect my body. I am seeing water quality. My back will be okay. No ache. The nature of the witness, Sakshi, is changeless and indifferent. Avikaram udasinam. He is not involved in the activities. The nature and properties of the house do not affect the lamp which illumines them. In this house of flesh, now you are talking about in the house of flesh, this body. In the house of flesh, I am the consciousness. The lamp is the consciousness, which illumines all its objects. objects through eyes and everything, we see all the roop, emotions, all the emotions in the mind, they are also illumined by that Atman. And the thoughts, without being involved in any of their activity, the light in the house illumines all that is happening in the house, bereavement or marriage, the fight between husband and wife, birth and death, the light illumines them faithfully. It is not affected by any of them. Similarly, the nature of the body, the sense organs, the mind can never affect the Atman, who is one illuminator. More examples.
Ravirya karmani sakshi bhavaha.
Ravirya karmani sakshi bhavaha.
Vannirya dahaniyamakatvam.
Vannirya dahaniyamakatvam.
Rajyoryatharopitavastu sangaha. Tathaiva kutasthachidatmano me. Rave ratha karmani sakshi bhavah. Vanni ratha dahaniyamakatvam. Rajyoryatharopitavastu sangah. Tathaiva kutasthachidatmano me.
Rave yatha karmani sakshi bhava. Rave, the sun. The sun has got the sakshi bhava. It's a witness only. Yatha karmani, of all the actions. Just as the sun is witness of all actions in the world, sun is looking everything. Somebody is doing pranayam. Somebody is meditating. Somebody is shooting somebody. It's illuminating. It's just sakshi. It does not take any part. This person is doing pranayam and illumine more. This person is doing something bad, so I should withdraw my illumination. No. It's only a sakshi. Sakshi bhava. It sees somewhere Mahabharata is going on, birds are chirping, or somewhere the agriculture is going to his field. So whatever is happening in the world, good or bad, it is illuminating and it is only a sakshi. Note. Sun is asanga. Sun has got no likes and dislikes. It is not illuminating something more, something less. Asangata. No likes and dislikes. Similarly, vanne yata daha niyamatmakatvam. Vanne, fire. Fire, daha niyamatmakatvam means burns everything. Fire also has got no likes and dislikes. Put anything. Like in the Holika, what we do in India, whatever garbage or the broken furniture, wooden pieces are there, we put everything there. You put chandan, that also it will burn. You put garbage, that also it will burn. No likes and dislikes. It is asanga. Asanga. Similarly, rajjo yatha aropita vastu sanga. This rajju sarp you know. Rajju rope. And on that rope, Shankaracharya said, there are four types of superimposition rajju. Four types. But somebody will say, I am seeing sarpa, I am seeing snake. Somebody will say, I am seeing bhuchidra. Bhuchidra, a crack in the ground. Bhuchidra. Or somebody will say, it is dry mala. Or somebody may say, it is snake. So whatever you imagine, rajju or the rope is unconnected with that. It is asanga. Whatever you want to superimpose, you superimpose. So rope is unconnected to the snake. Tatha eva kutastha chidatmana me. Tatha in the same way kutastha chidatmana, unchangeable essence of intelligence for me. So too am I, the immutable self, the pure consciousness. So in all these three examples, in the case of Ravi, Rajju, or fire, you will find asangata is there. Always asangata. So, how to apply this in our life? how to apply in this our life. Don't get disturbed by the insignificant things. Sometimes we make an issue of a very insignificant thing. Itna bada issue bana lete hain. Or don't involve too much. When we are in this world, we have to involve. But don't involve too much. Keep a distance. Keep a distance. And do everything properly, but asanga. But asanga. Always do everything perfectly. But always keep yourself asanga. Gurudev says, you say how bright and cheerful the sun looks today. Actually, the sun is the same every day. Today you saw it was bright and cheerful because the happy state of your mind. Sometimes people say, aaj ka lecture, aapka discussion, satsang was very good. Your mind was peaceful. Other day you say, oh, it has gone over my head. Your mind was agitated on that day. Your mind was disturbed. In the light of the sun, all activities take place. Therefore, the sun is said to be the witness of all activities, but it has no attachment with what it illumines. Unattached, it is witness everything that happens. Unattached, the fire burns all things that comes in contact with you. If you know the law of fire, avoid. That's all. If you know the law of fire, avoid it. Only one experience of touch of fire is sufficient. After that, whole life, you will keep away from the fire. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. The rope has no attachment with the snake that you see. Similarly, immutable, changeless, Chidatma, am I? You may project anything upon me. I am unaffected by your projections. I am pure consciousness self. We are projecting anatma vastu, lot of anatma vastu on the atma, but atma is unconnected with all those projections. Next.
Karta piva karaita pinaham.
Karta
piva karaita pinaham. Bhokta piva bhojaita pinaham.
Bhokta piva bhojaita pinaham.
Drashta piva darshaita pinaham.
Drashta piva darshaita pinaham.
Soham swayam jyotiranidrigatma.
Soham swayam jyotiranidrigatma.
Karta piva karaita pinaham. Bhokta piva bhojaita pinaham. Drashta piva darshaita pinaham. Soham swayam jyotiranidrigatma.
Aham na karta va karita. Aham means I. Karta, doer. Karita, I don't prompt action to others also. हम भी कुछ नहीं करते हैं किसी को करने के लिए भी नहीं कहते हैं आई डोंट प्रॉम्प्ट एनीबॉडी कि यू डू दिस थिंग सो आत्मा इज नॉट डूअर नॉर इट इज रिस्पॉन्सिबल ऑफ मेकिंग सेंस ऑर्गन्स एंड माइंड टू डू वी इन इग्नोरेंस सुपर इम्पोज इट ऑन आत्मन वी सुपर इम्पोज सेम थॉट वी आर डिस्कसिंग इन चैप्टर 5 ऑफ भगवद गीता ऑल्सो नवद्वारे पुरे देही नैव कुर्वन् न कार्यन् सेम थिंग सेम वर्ड In the city of 9 gates, there is a dehi. Dehi means atman. Atman is there. But what is it? Naiva kurban. He does nothing. My guru said, he is nikamma. Kuch nahi karta hai. Na karyan. And never tells anybody else to do. Kuch bhi nahi karta hai. Na karyan. Bhokta api va bhojaita api na ham. I am not enjoyer. Or bhojaita makes others to enjoy. So I am not doer, I don't prompt others also to do. I am not enjoyer, and I don't make others to enjoy. So our understanding is that the senses and mind enjoy because of the Atman. This is our understanding. But here it is clearly said, Atman never tells sense organs to do, enjoy and all that. all equipments according to their capability, they start acting. Like with electricity, put fan, it will give breeze. Put in bulb, it will glow. Similarly to Atman, put the mind, start thinking. Put the eyes, start seeing. Same way each organ has got a function, they start doing their function. Drishta api va darsita api naham. I am not the seer. And darsita, I don't make others to see. Hare papri. Uncle ji, you taught us in drikya drishya vivek, drishya dhirvritya sakshi drigevanatu drishyate. You said that I am Sakshi, I am the seer, the ultimate seer. This will be studied. But you will not be able to see that drashta. Now we have to understand from what platform that seeker is saying. We have already seen that first he said it is maha advutam experience when the whole world has folded back. He has come out from the dream number one and he is in the state of God consciousness. From the state of God consciousness, there is no world. Dream number one is also folded. Like the dream number two is folded when we come to dream number one. Similarly, when we go to other state, Turiyavastha, the fourth state, dream number one is also folded. It is not there. Not there. So this Sakshi, even witness is also rejected. Sakshi, drashta is also a relative term. If there is a drishya, then there is a question of a Sakshi. When the world is not there, how can you call him a Sakshi? Hope you are understanding. If drishya is not there, jagat is not there, dream is folded, can you call him a Sakshi? We can't call him a Sakshi. He alone is there. Who will see whom? Who will see whom? Brahman is one only. Kaun kisko dekhega? There is nothing there. Even we can't say it is Satchidananda. Even we can't say Brahman is Satchidananda. Don't misunderstand. Huh? Because the world is asat, we are calling him sat. Because the world is inert, we is calling him chit. Because the world is dukharupa, therefore we are calling him anandarupa. Are you understanding? Just to differentiate from the anatma, anatma is all asat. We call atma as sat. Anatma is all inert. Therefore, we call Atma as Chitta. As the whole world is Dukkha Rupa, we call that Atma is Sukha Rupa. Therefore, we say Satchidananda. Really speaking, we can't say anything about him. Nothing we can't say. We can't define. Defining Brahman is defiling, jutha karna hai. Thakur Ramakrishna used to say, the moment you try to define Brahman, Brahman jutha ho gaya. Defiling. Then what is Brahman? Then next question comes, Brahman. What is Brahman? Maunam. Keep quiet. That is why when Gautam Buddha experienced that truth, he kept maunam. When he was asked, tell me your experience about Brahman, maunam. Maunam. Maybe it cannot be explained. How it cannot be explained? Because the mind is not there. How can you explain? Your mind. You can't explain. Or if you explain, the people may misunderstand, therefore it is not explained. Therefore, it is not explained. So the Atma is not doer, prompter, enjoyer, or prompter of enjoyment, or seer, or make others seer. I hope you will be able to understand what was said in Drikya Drishya Vivek and what is now being said here. From the absolute standpoint, there is no drashta, no drishya, nothing is there. Only one Brahman is there. And that Brahman is nirindriya. Can't see, can't hear, can't do anything. So how can you say he is the drashta? You can't say him drashta. Sa aham swayam jyoti. And who is that? Aham swayam jyoti, self-effulgent. Still Shankaracharya says, what is that Atman? He says, it's swayam jyoti. It is self-effulgent. Anadrig Atma. Anidrig Atma means transcendental self. The self I am, self-effulgent and transcendental. Idrik. Idrik means like this. Tadrik, like that. You see, na? Idrik, like this. Tadrik. Anidrik. Anidrik means it is opposite of idrik. Once you want to convert a word opposite, like santi, we say asanti. Opposite of santi is asanti. So if we want to opposite a word, we add o in case the word starts with the consonant. Santi, or prapti, aprapti, because sanpa is a consonant. But if it is starting with the vowel, then instead of o, we add an. Iswara, aniswar, an is added. Idrik, anidrik, an is added here. So Atma is anadrik, can't be compared with anything. I can't give you any other example. Cannot give you another example. But you may think, are abhi to aapne itna example diya. You compared Atman with the space, ocean, mountain, all these things. But these we are given you the example to take the characteristics of those things. Asangata. For proving the asangata, I give you the example. We are not saying that Atman is like that, or it is the same. No. We have to take out the asangata. Next.
Chalattu padho pratibimbalolyam.
Chalattu padho pratibimbalolyam.
Saupadhikam muradhiyo nayanti.
Saupadhikam muradhiyo nayanti.
Swabimba bhutam ravivadvinishkriyam. Swabimba bhutam ravivadvinishkriyam. Kartasmi bhoktasmi hatosmi heti.
Kartasmi bhoktasmi hatosmi heti.
Chalattu padhau pratibimbalolyam. Aupadhikam muradhiyo nayanti. Swabimba bhutam ravivadvinishkriyam. Kartasmi bhoktasmi hatosmi heti.
Chalati moving. Upadhi conditioning. Pratibimba laulyam, movement of the reflection. Aupadhikam of the upadhi. Moodhiya, fools or who are confused. Nayanti believe, fools believe. When they see the movement of a reflection, they see that they superimpose that movement on the object reflected. Sun is there. Sun is reflecting in the water. Water is moving. And the ignorant or the fools will say that the sun is moving. Sun is reflecting in a bucket of water. You move the water. Or if you are seeing the sun in the ocean, there are waves. And it seems like the reflection is moving. It's broken. But the fools will say that it is the sun which is moving. This concept is there in the Atmabodha also, you will find there. So when the upadhi moved, the fool confused attribute the resulting movement of the reflection to the objects reflected. Murdhya, murdhya means who has not done the vivek. So they see movement of upadhi in the reflection of water and think that the reflected is moving. seeing reflection of the sun in the water, they think sun is moving. Really, the sun is not moving. And let me tell you the truth, even in the rippled water, it is not moving. Mm. Even the reflection is not moving. It is the water which is moving. Think. In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, it says, Dhyayativa Lelayativa. It appears as if the thinking and shaking. So Atma is Bimba. In Upadhi, it reflects. In Upadhi, in the mind, it reflects. Pratibimba. Atma reflects in the mind. Mind is the Pratibimba. So movement of the Upadhi is superimposed on the Atman. Movement of Upadhi is superimposed on the Atman. Very simple by giving. I have lost weight. It is the body which has lost weight, not Atman. But what we say? I have lost weight. We both will say we have gained weight. When we came to Yamunotri, you see our picture now. It's the body which has got the gained the weight. Not the Atman. Same way Murdi consider the Atma as Ayati, Gachati, Karmani Karoti, Bhukta. Those who are confused, they will say the Atma is coming, Atma is going, Atma chala gaya, Atma mar gaya. This Atma is going from this body to another body. No, it's not the Atma moving. Atma is thasa thas bhara hua hai, cannot move like a mountain. Swabimba bhutam ravivat viniskriyam, like the sun which is devoid of activity. So same way, Atma is not involved with the upadhi movement or activity, but so long a person is confused, he thinks the movement of activity is upadhi or the movement of Atman. And how we say kartasmi, I am doer. Bhoktasmi, I am enjoyer. Hatasmi, I am killed. Haiti, alas. We all say that. Kya hua? Why didn't you come to satsang? Aare, this happened, that as well. And these people, those who are ignorant, they cry out, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, I am being killed. Alas, a realized will say, I am a karta, I am a bhokta. Is it not so? But a ignorant will say, Ahankar bimulatma karta ham iti manyate. We all say, I am karta. I am bhokta. And once you do karta and bhokta, then ha iti, hai hai. In English you say, no, hai hai. Once you become karta bhokta, phir to sara jeevan hai hai karna hoga. Once you become karta, you have to be bhokta also. But if you consider yourself as a karta, I, as an Atman or a Brahman, if you realize I am Atman, then I am a karta. How you will become a karta? Identify. Identify with whom? With Atman. At present we are identified with Anatma. Therefore we consider ourselves karta. We consider ourselves karta. Gurudev said, Chalati Upadhi. When the reflecting medium is 509. When the reflecting medium is disturbed, the reflection gets disturbed. If the sun is reflected in a bucket of water and the water is disturbed, the image is also disturbed. The sun is not disturbed. If anyone thinks the sun is moving, he is indeed a fool. If a child sees the image of broken, he cries out, the sun is broken. When the child cries out for the moon, the mother generally gives him a mirror. He sees the moon reflected in it and is happy because he thinks he has the moon. He plays a while with the mirror and then drops it. It breaks. And the child cries out thinking the moon has broken. This is exactly our condition. Gurudev, this is our condition. Exactly same condition. When the body is ill, we say, I am ill. When the mind is little agitated, we say, I am agitated. When the intellect is worried, we say, I am worried. I, the Atman, like the sun, am never involved in any of these activities. Fools, not knowing that all these are the play of the equipment, these are all the play of equipment, anatma, cry out, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, I am the sufferer, I am dying, oh Allah.
जले वापि स्थले वापि लुठत्वे सज्जडात्मकः
लुठत्वे सज्जडात्मकः
नाहं विलिप्य तद्धर्मैः
नाहं विलिप्य तद्धर्मैः
घटधर्मैर्नवोयता घटधर्मैर्न भूयथा जले वापि स्थले वापि लुठत्वे सज्जडात्मकः नाहं विलिप्य तद्धर्मैः घटधर्मैर्न भूयथा
जले वापि स्थले इन द वाटर और ऑन द लैंड और अपि लुठतु और लेट इट ड्रॉप फ्रॉम ड्रॉप डाउन एष जडात्मकः एष मे दिस inert body, let his body move on water or on the land, let this inert body drop down. But by the drop of the body, I am not falling. I am different from the body. Whatever be the state of the body, it is not my state. I am different from body. If the body grows old, that does not become the Atma has become old. Body is inert. It is made of five great elements. Na ham bilipye tat dharma. Bilipye touch. I am not touched by their dharma, by its properties. And a beautiful example is given by Shankaracharya ji. Ghat dharme nabha yatha. Properties of a ghat, of a pot. Nabha. Nabha means the sky. Sky is not affected by the dharma of a pot, property of a pot. So I am untouched by its properties like the sky is untouched by the properties of the pot. If the pot is broken, sky is not affected. Sky is not affected. Space is untouched by the properties of the pot. Let my upadhi be weak, strong, full, or fall. Whether at Kasi or the dog eater's house, I am not concerned. From that state, from the state of God consciousness, you can now say, you don't have to go and stay in Vrindavan or Kasi. No need. Why? Because no more that Bhagwan Shankar's Ram, I don't have to listen now. The moment I realize I am Jivan Mukta here and now, I don't have to wait for Lord Shiva to give me Tarak Mantra. Not required. So let the body drop anywhere. Therefore, in Tattva Bodh, Shankaracharya says, Tanu Tejatu Va Kasyam. This Tanu, this body, Tejatu, let it fall. Where? Kasyam in Kasi, or Swapachasya Grihastha, or in the dog eater's house. चंडाल के घर में गिर गया गिरने दो वह ज्ञान संप्राप्ति समय मुक्त सो वो तो ज्ञान जब हुआ एट द टाइम ऑफ द नॉलेज यू अटेन यू आर मुक्त एट दैट टाइम लिबरेटेड लिबरेटेड विगत आस है एंड देर आर नो फ्रूट ऑफ एक्शन इति स्मृति दैट इज सेड इन स्मृति We always say asango ham asango. That Atman is asanga, 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 continuously. We have to think that way. That is my true nature. In empirical world, act. But remember this thought in mind. Remember this thought in mind. If the pot is strong, that doesn't mean the space has become strong. If the pot is beautiful, doesn't matter any to the space. छोटा पॉट है बड़ा पॉट है स्ट्रांग है वट एवर इट मे बी the number, the space is not affected by that. Similarly, the body, good, bad, whatever it's doing, Atman is unconcerned with that. So how the Jnani should work? In Bhagavad Gita it is said, Joseet Sarva Karmani Vidvan Yukta Samacharan. After the knowledge also, with full endeavor he should work in this world, so that others should also see and work. Only difference is that he is unattached to the karma, ignorant are attached to the karma. He acts as a akarta, ignorance are acting as a karta bhokta. That's the difference. Next.
Kartritva bhoktritva khalatva mattata.
Kartritva bhoktritva khalatva mattata.
Jaratva baddhatva vimukta dadayah.
Jaratva baddhatva vimukta dadayah.
Buddhir vikalpa natu santi vastutah.
Buddhir vikalpa natu santi vastutah.
Swasmin pare brahmani kevale dvaye.
Swasmin pare brahmani kevale dvaye.
Kartritva bhoktritva khalatva mattata. Jaratva baddhatva vimukta tadayah. Buddhir vikalpa natu santi vastutah. Swasmin pare brahmani kevale dvaye.
Kartritva, doership, bhoktritva, enjoyership, khalatva, cunningness, mattata, drunkenness, jaratva, dullness, baddhatva, bondage, vimukta, freedom, vimuktata, freedom, adaya, etc. Buddhe vikalpa, these are the states of intellect. These are the states of intellect. Natu santi vastuta, they are not of the self. They are not the self. Where is this doership? In the intellect. Bhoktitva, in the antakaran only. Kalatva, cunningness, drunkenness, dullness, bondage, freedom, everything in mind only. Manasya manushyanam. Bandha moksha karanam. In Amrit Vindu Upanishad you will find. It is the mind where this bandhan mukti is there. It's all related to mind only. So efficient, inefficient, sufficient, superior, inferior, they are not in Atma, they are all in mind. Swasmin pare brahmani kevale advaye. That self is supreme Brahma. It is absolute, non-dual, kevale, absolute. Advaya, non-dual. So I am beyond buddhi. These are all in buddhi. Whatever says this, the kartitva, bhoktitva, everything is in the buddhi. Atma is a karta, bhokta, earlier it was said, just now it was said. Neither it acts, nor it prompts others to act. So where is this kartitva bhoktitva? Everything is in mind. In this antakaran. It's not in Atman. How do you prove? You prove, you go into the deep sleep. You will find there is no kartitva bhoktitva, no bandha moksha, no sukh dukh. Why? Because the mind has merged in deep sleep. But Atman is present there. In the deep sleep is also Atman is present there. Had it been all those related to Atman, then they would all have been there in the deep sleep. Sona muskil ho jata. That proves these all relate to intellect, antahkaran, mana buddhi. In deep sleep what happens? The mind is not there, it has merged. When mind is not there, you don't feel any sukh dukh. How they operate on you, the doctors? They give you anesthesia. So all the sensation, they don't travel to your mind. They are cutting your body, but sensation is not going to mind. So those all relate to our mind only, not to Atman. This way we can prove it. So one more verse we'll see that will complete the topic of Asangata. And after that we'll take up in our next class the Advaita Anubhav. Next. Santu Vikaraha.
Santu Vikara Prakritir Dasadha. Santu Vikara Prakritir Dasadha. Satadha Sahasradha Vapi.
Satadha Sahasradha Vapi.
Kimme asanga chittastairna ghanah.
Kimme asanga chittastairna ghanah.
Kvachidambaram sprishati.
Kvachidambaram sprishati.
Santu vikara prakritir dashadha. Satadha sahasradha vapi. Kimme asanga chittastairna ghanah. Kvachidambaram sprishati.
Santu vikara. Santu, let there be vikara, modifications. How many, where is this modification? Prakriti. Let there be modification in the prakriti or the anatma. How many? Dasada, tens, satada, hundreds, sahasrada, thousands, va api even. Let there be modification in prakriti in tens, thousands and hundreds ways. We see modification in the nature, in anatma, prakriti mein. We see modification happening. If you come to Yamunotri, you'll find at the gate the daffodils are coming out now, changing, you know. You further come inside, you will find what is that?
Tulips.
Tulips have started coming. It has become 4 inches. But the daffodil, about 12 inches size. It has come out. It's changing. Continuously it is happening. Modifications are happening there. Similarly, in our body also, all the changes are happening. Asti jayate vardate viprinimate apakshiyate vanishtiti. In which stage are we now? Asti, while we were in the womb. Jayate, gone. Vardate, gained the height.
Jayate, born.
Jayate, born. Vardate, we have grown. And after that, no more gaining of height. Jitna jump kar lo, nothing will happen. Viparinamate, matured. You have become matured. That maturity is also gone. You know, maturity happens up to 40. And after 40, apakshiyate. Going downhill now. Why? I can't see. Without specs, can't see. Apakshiyate. Once you have come to apakshiyate, what is the last station? Don't tell me all these things. We are still young, you know. Even if we are old, we want to look like young. We want to keep our body fit, you know. No. These prakriti dharma are continuing. Kimme asanga chitaita. What to me? What to me means? What to Atman? Who is Anatas? Asanga. Atma is asanga. It is happening in the anatma. Let it happen. Thousand types of modification. Let it happen in the anatma. What to me? Na ghana kvachita ambaram sprasati. Beautiful example. Ghana, clouds. Clouds in the space. Whatever is happening in the space because of the cloud, it is not touching the space. Not touching the space. If the clouds are clashing and making thunder, noise, nothing happens to space. Or if it contains lot of moisture, nothing happens to it. Can't moisten the space also. I am different from the prakriti. I am not attached to prakriti. Are you affected by the prakriti? Na ghana kvachita ambaram spritati. Like the ghana. Ghana means the cloud. Like the clouds don't touch the space, same way I am not touched by whatever is happening to the prakriti. Okay, then who are you, sir? जरा बताओ अपने बारे में. बताएंगे. आई एम अद्वैत नॉन ड्यूअल. दिस विल कम इन वर्स नंबर 513 to 520. आफ्टर दैट न्यू टॉपिक, अनदर टॉपिक विल कम. सो दिस विल सी इन आवर नेक्स्ट क्लास. अद्वैत अनुभव ऑफ ए सीकर हु हैज रियलाइज्ड.
पूर्णमद पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. हरि ओम. श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरि ओम.